Hey, GWA Backstage. This is Intoxicated Honeybee, and I am getting ready to do the questionnaire from Tumblr by KinkyAngel91. Just so you know, if you guys hear any mouth sounds or if you hear like something's knocking against something, or if I sound weird, I am currently, I don't know how else to say it. I'm currently like sucking on Halls, the candy, the throat lozenges, candy, Halls. Yeah, I have a sore throat, so I am eating one to help me out. So I'm sorry if you hear that. On to the first question. Who was the last person you held hands with? My little cousin, my baby cousin. Yeah. We were walking and I was holding his hand. So he's so cute. He's 3. He's so cute and adorable. Are you outgoing? Oh, question number 2. Sorry. Are you outgoing or shy in real life? Online? I'm pretty outgoing in real life. Sometimes I'll have my shy moments, but I'm pretty outgoing. I'll just go out. So, yeah. Online, same. Sometimes I get a little shy, especially on GWA. I get a little nervous with posting stuff. But I'm getting a little better at that, I think. So I would say I'm pretty outgoing online too, yeah. Question 3. What kind of people are you attracted to? Funny, open-minded, confident people. I love cracking jokes. I'm sorry for the lip smack. I'm sorry, that happens too. I love cracking jokes. I love being funny. I love interacting in funny ways. I love being humorous and making people smile and laugh. So I would absolutely say I'm attracted to that. If you're confident and outgoing, well, let's explain the outgoing. I love going out. I don't like really being stuck in my house. Like, that's depressing. I love going out and seeing different things. I live in the city, so I just love going out and just enjoying the fresh air and being confident. I understand some people, you know, may have their slight insecurities. I have about 1 or 2 myself. Maybe a few, maybe a little bit more than 2. But if you're mostly confident in yourself and you're happy with who you are, how you are, and you don't give a rat's ass about what anyone has to say, then we vibe well. We will vibe really, really well. You have to be caring too, because I'm a very caring person. I have a big heart. So I would say something along that line. And trustworthy. I have to be able to trust you to have you in my circle. So yeah, I would say that too. Sorry. Number 4. I'm sorry, my mind went blank. Who from either gender is on your mind in real life online? Well, this is pretty easy. And it fits both questions in real life and online. I would have to say my cousins, because I speak to them in real life and I also speak to them online also. Like, we'll play games online, like video games online. But I would say I'm thinking about them. They just set up like a fun amusement park event that I really, really want to go to. So that's on my mind because I really, really want to go. It's going to be so much fun. Number five. Who was the last person you had a deep conversation with? My sister. Now I'm always having deep conversations with her. It's personal, so I won't mention it too much here. But we can tell each other anything, and we can be open to each other about anything and just talk to each other about anything. She knows me like the back of her hand. I know her like the back of my hand. The only thing she doesn't know is me being on GWA. So, shh, don't tell her. Number six. What does the most recent text that you sent say? Let me see. Ew. I can't read that text message out. That text message is my address. but I can read out the second to last one, which was, I miss you too. Yep. I miss you too. I was saying that to a friend. I haven't seen her in a while, so I missed her, and I want to see her soon. Let's go on to next one. Number seven. Do you believe in luck and miracles? That's a deep question. Okay, when it comes to luck, I believe someone can have a lucky moment. But to say that luck is something that someone just has, I don't know. And miracles, I could say I believe in miracles. To have the experiences are so cool. So I would say you can have lucky moments, and I do believe that miracles do happen. I'll probably go on a ramble forever trying to explain what I mean, and it probably won't make sense, so I'm just going to end it there. Would you kiss the last person you kissed again? You mean the last person I kissed on the cheek? Sure. Last person I kissed on the lips? No. Yeah. Number nine, do you like bubble baths? Excuse me. Whoa, I don't know what the hell that was. Do you like bubble baths? Yes. I love bubble baths. 10, what are your bad habits? Ooh, I was thinking about this one. I have moments of laziness that's annoying. I work pretty hard, and I'd say I'm a pretty hard worker, but I just have straight moments to where I just don't want to do anything, knowing that I really should be up doing something. So I'll go through that. I crack my knuckles sometimes, which can be annoying. I crack my knuckles. Whenever I'm lost in thought, or if I'm, I don't know, whenever I'm like lost in thought or really contemplating something, like my hands, without me knowing, my hands would like, I would like run my hands up and down like my arms or my legs, or sometimes I would like just use like the tips of my fingers, not even my nails, to like scratch at my skin and whatnot. And sometimes it's really annoying because I'm like, what's touching me? And then it's my hand. So if that makes sense. But I don't have any crazy bad habits like drinking, hence the name, or Or like drugs, smoking, or cursing. Even though I can lower the amount of times I cuss, I can work on that. Yeah. But I'd say those are my bad habits. Those are a few of my bad habits. I'm pretty sure there's another one, but I can't think of it right now. Number 11, what part of your body are you most uncomfortable with? I'm pretty confident in my body. I am a curvy girl. So I have a little more loving on me. But I've learned to love myself, how I look, how I am. So I don't think there's a part that I'm really uncomfortable with. I mean, one of my goals, and not because I'm unhappy with, but one of my goals is just to get into better shape. And just to tone up and work on my body a little bit. You know, I have a little few love handles, not few, but you know, I have love handles. A little muffin top, just tiny one. I can just work on those, but I pretty much love my I love my body. Yeah. Number 12, who are you most comfortable around in real life and online? Same as my previous answers. I would say like my sister and my cousins, for both in real life and online. I'm pretty comfortable with them. And I have a few friends that I'm really comfortable around and talking to. So yeah. 13. Have any of your exes told you they regret breaking up? No, and that's perfectly fine with me. 14. Which celebrities would you have a threesome with? Idris Elba and Chris Evans. Yeah, I would say that. Idris Elba and Chris Evans. Or, if not those two, then, Idris Elba and, like, George Clooney. Don't judge me. But Idris Elba's going to be in there somewhere. Yep. Idris Elba or, like, Grant Hill. Basketball player. Yeah. Or Idris Elba and what's his name? Odell Beckham. Okay, moving on. Why the fuck do I keep losing my spot here? Okay, here it goes. Would you rather live without TV or music? This is tough because I love music more than I love TV. But you need TV to hear the updates about what's going on in the world and what's happening in the world. But that's why we have radios. And I also have nice TV shows that I like to watch. Nope, music. 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 I choose music. No. Would you rather live without? Oh, TV. I'd rather live without TV. Yeah. There we go. 16. Have you ever liked someone and never told them in real life? Online, yes and yes. This has happened. Recently, too. This has happened. Um, 17. What do you say during awkward silences? I either stay silent or I'll just strike up another conversation. Yeah. 18, what are your favorite stores to shop in? Aldo's, Forever 21, New York and Company, American Eagle, Victoria's Secret. I love Victoria's Secret. Pandora is a store. Bath and Body Works, Bed Bath and Beyond, Home Depot. I love all those things. Yeah. If you're being extremely quiet, number 19, if you're being extremely quiet, what does it mean? It either means I'm in deep thought or I'm mad or upset. I'll normally stay quiet if I'm mad or upset so that whatever attitude I have will never come off to you. 'Cause especially if you didn't do anything to cause me to be excuse me, in that mood, I'm not gonna take my anger or anything out on you. So, yeah, I would say those two reasons. Do you smile at strangers every day, all the time? You never know who needs a smile. One smile, you never know what one smile can do for somebody. Someone could be feeling lower than the ground what we all walk on, and that one smile can cheer up their day, and that one smile could probably make their day, week, month, year, probably even their next century. And you never know what one smile could do or how happy it can make somebody. And it's friendly. It's really friendly. Smiles can start conversations. It can make people feel better. It's just an overall beautiful and happy thing. So, yes, I always smile at strangers. One thing you wish you can change about yourself? Nothing. Physically, at least, nothing. But I would, let's see. Oh yeah, back to the losing weight thing. I would like to lose more weight. So I guess that's one thing I would like to change. Yeah, I can work towards that. 22. Been arrested for what? Nope, never been arrested. 23. Tell us a story of your first kiss. I was 16 and it was my first date with a new boyfriend, and it was also the day that I lost my virginity. We went to like the movies and he kissed me in the movies. He just grabbed my face and kissed me. That's it. Nothing special. 24. Do you sleep with stuffed animals? No, I do not. I used to have a huge, huge, huge teddy bear from my previous relationship, but I do not have it anymore. So, no, I don't. 25. First person you talked to today? My sister. 26. Last person you talked to today? A guy friend of mine that I'm really cool with. 27. Is there anyone you want to punch in the face right now? Nope. I do not feel that angry towards anybody. So yeah, I can't think of anyone that I want to punch in the face right now. If I think about it, I'll probably find somebody, but no, I can't right now. 28. Is something irritating you right now? Yeah, my sore throat. That's pretty fucking irritating. 29. Who was the last person you cried in front of? Okay, I hate crying. And I hate crying in front of people even more. So that irritates me. But my sister. Once again, the closeness. She would be like the only person that I would be somewhat okay with crying in front of. I just don't like crying in front of people. I don't like showing that sort of emotion. I just don't like crying in front of people. 30, what makes you happy? My family, my loved ones, my friends, my cats, the fact that I'm alive and I have a job so I can take care of myself and to also give back to my parents who have taken care of me so much and so well. Knowing that I have a home to live in makes me happy. So yeah, I would say that makes me happy. And that I can make a difference in the lives of anyone, whether I am being a mentor to a family member or just anyone that I cross paths with. I'm also happy with being on GWA and GWA Backstage. 31, what is your zodiac sign? I am a Virgo. And that's it. I don't get so much into horoscopes, but I'm a Virgo. Okay, that is all of the questions. If you listen this long, thank you. And have a good evening, morning, night, afternoon, wherever you are across the world. Thanks for listening. Bye.